This is Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. There has been a swift response to Governor Tony Evers' announcement that the state's Safer at Home order will be extended until May 26th. The order prompted small protests throughout the state and, earlier this week, legal action by the Republican-controlled legislature. They're asking the Supreme Court to block the order. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who filed the case, are asking the Supreme Court to take it up directly, skipping lower courts for a faster ruling. The Evers administration issued the order on public health grounds, explaining social distancing is still needed to save lives in Wisconsin. Evers responded to the lawsuit, saying Republicans are exploiting the global pandemic and that what's at stake goes far beyond political power. WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with UW-Madison Law School professor David Schwartz about the lawsuit and whether it will hold weight in the state's highest court.
Well, the legal basis is based on a pretty complicated argument about Wisconsin statutory and administrative law. And they've made a two-pronged attack on the order. First, they're saying that the order was issued without following the proper administrative procedures. But I think they know that the proper administrative procedures just really aren't well established for this kind of emergency, and they could take a long time, days or weeks, in order to kind of review and hash out the details of the order. So that's one thing that they're trying to do. They're trying to say that the extension of the Safer at Home order should have been done through this administrative procedure. The second attack that they're making on the Safer at Home order is they're saying that the governor and the Department of Health simply don't have the power to close businesses and to order people to remain at home.
What's your take on those legal arguments? Obviously, you haven't heard all the briefing, and the briefing hasn't been done yet, and you haven't researched this in and out, but does it seem like those arguments have teeth?
The first argument, that I would say that the legislature has a leg to stand on. Now, whether they should try to make that point, whether it's good policy for them to try to bring the stay-at-home order to a halt and just let people, let businesses reopen willy-nilly, whether that's a good idea or not, I'm not going to say. The problem is that there are basically two laws at stake here that it's not exactly clear how they mesh. The governor has authority to declare a state of emergency for 60 days. And at the end of 60 days, in order for that state of emergency to continue, the legislature has to issue a joint resolution to continue it. And that 60 days would presumably run May 11th or May 12th. But then there is also a separate statute or a separate law that deals with communicable diseases. And that's Section 252 of the Wisconsin statutes. And the Wisconsin statutes, Section 252, say that the Department of Health can close schools and forbid public gatherings. And it also says that the Department of Health can authorize and implement all emergency measures necessary to control communicable diseases. Nothing in that law says that that has to be part of a state of emergency. So at least on the face of it, that power extends beyond this 60-day limit for the state of emergency. So if you think that those two laws are inconsistent, there needs to be some way to try to kind of bring them together. But the other thing that I think that I find less convincing on the part of the legislature's argument is that they're trying to say that this authorization to implement all emergency measures necessary to control communicable diseases means less than what it seems to say. That's a very broad power. And I think maybe the legislature is now having second thoughts about it, and they're trying to ask the court to walk that back and interpret it in a very narrow way.
These arguments aren't necessarily constitutional arguments, right? They're statutory and administrative arguments. Is that correct?
Right. So we're not talking about whether the governor has some kind of inherent constitutional authority to do whatever needs to be done to address an emergency. I don't believe that Governor Evers is making that claim. I think he thinks, with some justification, that he has enough power granted by enactments of the legislature to deal with the emergency, and the legislature is trying to kind of pull back on those powers.
And what are the chances that the Supreme Court is going to say, look, under these statutes and these administrative regulations, Governor Evers doesn't have enough power to extend the stay-at-home order?
It's really too difficult to say at this point. First of all, without having heard what the arguments are from the governor, they haven't filed their papers yet. What we do know is that the Supreme Court has set a schedule to hear this case, and they're allowing the governor several days to respond. I think they get to respond on April 28th. The legislature can answer the governor's response on April 30th. And so what that tells us is that we're not going to get a decision from the Supreme Court any time before April 30th and perhaps the early days of May. So that means that we won't have an answer from the Supreme Court for about 2 weeks, possibly longer. And it's possible that in that time, you know, sanity can prevail and these two branches of government can get together and not be at loggerheads.
So in other words, you think that potentially the executive, that being Governor Evers, and the legislature can decide together how they think that safer at home orders need to be addressed?
That would be ideal. And quite honestly, with this lawsuit, from reading the papers that were filed in court, it's very hard to say what exactly the legislature's goal is here. Are they trying to simply bring a complete end to the safer at home order, or are they asking for something less and trying to have a seat at the table? One of the things that they've done is they have kind of nitpicked the idea that, you know, there are some businesses that are called essential and others that aren't. And it's hard to believe, and I can't believe that the legislature would want to say all of the businesses should be closed. But yet they're claiming that the decisions about what businesses are and are not essential was done, was arbitrary. That, you know, some businesses that seem maybe not so essential are called essential by the safer at home order. And some businesses that maybe have an equal claim to being open are deemed non-essential and are closed. But, you know, that kind of line drawing, particularly in a emergency situation of a pandemic, is so difficult to do. There's always going to be at the margins, you know, some argument about whether a business is essential or not. And it's hard to believe that something as important as controlling the pandemic should turn on some quibble about whether one business is or is not an essential one.
And if you really had to put the legislature's argument in a nutshell and describe it to a layperson, basically what they're trying to get at under the law, what would you say?
We have to distinguish between the technical legal points they're making to the court and what might be called the strategic goal of bringing the lawsuit at all. The points that they're making to the court are that the stay-at-home order did not go through the required administrative procedures. And they're also arguing that even if it did go through, even if it had gone through the required administrative procedures, that they think the governor doesn't have the power to issue a stay-at-home order and close businesses. So that's what they're arguing to the court. They've asked the court to give the governor 6 days to go through the administrative procedures, at the end of which time an injunction would be put in place. That is, the law would be blocked. It would end the stay-at-home order. Now, it's not clear to me that 6 days is enough time to follow those administrative procedures. And so that leads me to be uncertain about what the goal of the lawsuit is. I can imagine two possible things. One, the more aggressive goal might be that what they're trying to do is to get the court to basically throw out the stay-at-home order entirely. A more modest and, I would say, reasonable goal would be that they're just trying to have the legislature have a seat at the table and have more input into how the stay-at-home order and the business closures are structured going forward.
And so what's your, at this point, it's basically kind of just a wait and see.
It's just a wait and see. I really can't guess what the court would do. I was somewhat surprised by the court's approach to the election when they ruled on that a couple of weeks ago. So your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Well, David Schwartz, thanks so much for talking about the case.
Thank you.
David Schwartz is a law professor at UW-Madison, and he spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver. You can follow the developments of the case at WUWM.com.